在黑暗中的百姓看见大光，徛起伫死荫的地，会有光照因，因为有一个婴仔为咱来出世，有一个囝赏赐咱，伊要负担国政，伊的名称做奇妙、无私、全能的上帝，永远地地的爸，和平的灵君，伊的国政甲平安要加添无穷尽，就是伫台北的补助甲伊的国，也好要用审判公义来建立伊，保护伊，对打到永远。万军的耶和华热心要成这个事，搁感谢爸，因为伊予咱牵伫有份圣道的业，伫光明的所在，伊已经救咱脱离黑暗的关系，来盘算咱入伊所听的囝的国，踮伫伊咱得着赎回，就是咱的罪赦免。
Members next to you and turn to them and say, "Joy to your family, the Lord has come." Before I start my sermon, we're going to watch this very short clip on YouTube, and let's see this before I deliver the message.
刚到以前，咱先看一段的影片。
The Jackson County Sheriff's Department was out looking for people. And when they spotted a subject, they went after him in a sting operation, the likes of which this country has never seen.
Hello, ma'am. What? Your vehicle was targeted.
What do you mean? Oh, my gosh. Okay.
What made this operation especially unusual was the man behind it.
Good morning.
A fellow in a red hat, known to these men only as Secret Santa.
We got a mission today to go out and do random acts of kindness.
Every year, this anonymous, wealthy businessman gives out about $100,000 worth of $100 bills to random strangers.
But
this year, instead of doing it all himself, he deputized these deputies to give away much of it.
We'll start with 1,000.
And so, armed to the teeth with Benjamins, the officers went out to do Santa's bidding.
On a red and color Chevy Cavalier.
They specifically went after people they thought would appreciate it most. Cars driving while dented or out on Bondo were likely targets.
Merry Christmas.
You're kidding.
See that?
Yes. Oh, my God. No.
Most people weren't just blown away.
Thank you so much.
Most people were brought to tears.
Would that make your day better?
Their reactions, a combination of really needing the money.
Are you serious right now?
And being caught so off guard.
Hello.
He just looked straight at me and turned around and pulled me over with no cause. Hold on.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm good until you pulled me over.
Okay. Well, on behalf of Secret Santa, he wants you to have this. Okay?
Jessica Rodriguez, a mother of three, told the deputy he saved her Christmas.
I wasn't going to be able to give my kids anything.
Well, I hope you may be able to get your kids something with.
As always, moments like that are the main mission here.
All right, you have a good holiday season.
But this year, Secret Santa also had a secret agenda.
What do you want the officers to get out of this?
Joy. You know, as tough as they are, they have hearts that are bigger than the world.
Let's face it. It hasn't been a good year for law enforcement.
Copy, thank you.
But for the vast majority of decent officers who will never make headlines, Secret Santa offered this gift.
Appreciate it, man.
Can I help out?
A chance to be the bearer of good news for a change.
Congratulations.
A chance to really help the homeless, to thank the law abiders, to see hands up in celebration, and then be assaulted in the best possible way. There were a lot of hugs. Our body cameras took a real beating, but it was worth it. Just to see people trust again. And to see cops.
You're welcome.
Surrender.
You have a good holiday.
Earlier this month, in Kansas City, Missouri, the Jackson...
Joy is like treasure. We all want to have it. Joy brings meaning in our lives, but it's also not very easy to find. Sometimes we can't have joy because our circumstances are just too difficult. Perhaps we have too much deadlines to meet or too much work to take care of. And sometimes our children are too busy, and so are the parents, and so we are separated by the busyness of our lives. So we look forward to these holidays to take a break from our busy daily lives, and we all need a break, right? But sometimes, even when holidays do come, we still can't find joy. Why is that? Part of the reason is that we lose focus on what joy is and where to find it. In the video you just saw, there were many surprises. I think the sheriffs were surprised at the public reaction. I also think that citizens of that town were very surprised. Why? Because they experienced joy, and they found the joy in unexpected places.
Because
In today's scripture reading, we find three things we can learn about what joy is not, and those are. Joy does not come in the most perfect circumstances. Joy is not found in things that we accumulate. We cannot find joy without God. And there are three things that we can learn about what joy is, and those are. Joy is found in relationships. The best kind of joy is when we receive it unexpectedly. Perfect joy comes only from God because He is the creator of joy. Okay, so first, what joy is not? Joy is not found in the most perfect circumstances. What was the circumstance in which Joseph and Mary were preparing to give birth to Jesus Christ? They were running from Herod like they were criminals or something. Herod wanted to kill all the firstborn sons because he heard that the great king is about to be born. It was a cold winter, so they were traveling in a miserable condition, and they traveled far from their home. They didn't even have an inn, so baby Jesus was to be born in a barn with animals and was received in a manger wrapped in swaddling cloth, which was just as rough as potato sack. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus were all in horrible circumstances. Their circumstance almost took their joy away. But when Jesus was born, many were overjoyed with the birth of the Messiah. And no bitter circumstance could take away the power of joy. I remember one winter when my mother and I were celebrating Christmas by ourselves. We didn't have much money to do anything extravagant. We didn't even have money to go out to dinner. I wasn't old enough to make any money, and it was tough for my mother to make much money. I gathered some money to buy her flowers, and she made some soup. Although I had lots of arguments with my mother growing up, that night on Christmas Day, we had joy. Just the two of us shared joy with each other. The circumstance didn't allow it, but that didn't matter because we had each other to celebrate Christmas with one bouquet of flowers and two bowls of soup. That's all we needed. Second, joy is not found in things. There are no parts of the Bible when it describes anyone having joy because they had so many things. Bible describes joy when people have salvation. They have joy when they repented from their sin. They find joy in knowing Christ. They find joy in worshiping, but never found joy in having so much things.
The 但是圣经中有记载讲，你的喜乐会是伫得到拯救的时阵，你会得到喜乐。伫罪恶中反悔的时阵，你得到喜乐；伫你认捌基督的时阵，你得到喜乐；伫敬拜中得到喜乐。但是唔是讲你有真济物件先会得到喜乐。
In today's video, do you think that those people were overjoyed because they could finally buy something for themselves? No, most of those people cry because now they have money to buy something for their kids or for somebody else. Even little children know that they can't find joy in things. When Matthew, my son, he was 5 years old, I asked him this question. Hey, Matthew, if you could have all the toys in the world, or have daddy, what would you have? I really expected him to say toys because he was so little. But much to my surprise, he said, you, daddy, of course. And I asked why. He said, because you're my daddy. You see, even little kids know that playing with toys is not having joy. It's entertainment and fun. We are not created by God to have joy in things. God created us to find joy in Him, with our loved one, not in bigger homes, not better cars, not newer clothes, or a better degree. Thirdly, we cannot have joy without God. Trying to find joy without knowing God is like eating noodles without chopsticks. It's like taking shower without water. It's like taking SAT without memorizing vocabulary. It's like trying to fly without wings. It's like making coffee without coffee bean. In other words, it's impossible to experience true joy without knowing God. We can have hints of what joy might be, but we can never know the fullness of what joy is. A feral child is a term used to describe a child that was lost in the wilderness and raised by animals. There are some reports of these kinds of children that were lost at a very young age and found several years later. A feral child is often raised by wild animals such as wolves. A pack of wolves smell the scent on the child and is not threatening, and they start taking care of the child. The child grows up in an environment without human interaction. This means they lack the proper social skills and emotional interaction. When the child is found, he has to learn how to behave like human because
He is so accustomed to behaving like a wolf, and if the child is left to be among the wolves, he will never experience human emotion. That might be an extreme example, but it shows that people need God. We need each other. We need God, the creator of all our human emotions.
咱都爱知影这个作为的，咱人需要上帝，因为上帝是创造咱感情的这个创作者，咱都爱知影这个joy，从耶稣来底，伊有这个喜乐，伊有生气，啊，伊有悲哀。
Okay, Jesus showed much joy as well as anger and sadness, and these are all God-given emotions, and therefore, if we don't know God, we cannot also know the true meaning of joy.
所以咱知影，甚至这个耶稣真最人的时阵，也有人的感情在这个心中。所以咱若唔知影这个上帝，是咱就无法度真正了解喜乐真正的真实的意义。
Okay, then now what is joy? Okay, the first is joy is found only in relationships.
喜乐是啥物呢？ 第一就是讲喜乐是干那会在对咱的关系中来找到。
When King David sinned against God by sleeping with Bathsheba and killing her husband, he lost his relationship with God. Then when he knew that his sin was so great, he prayed to God saying, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and renew a right spirit within me."
知影伊家己毋对，伊安尼祈祷讲吼，主啊，将你拯救的喜乐，搁一摆赐予我，恢复我正直的心灵。He
is known to be a man after God's own heart. He had the most amazing relationship with God. God loved him. He loved God. But when he sinned against God, he lost all the joy of his life.
咱知影，代表是一个追求上帝心意的人。上帝疼伊，伊也疼上帝。
Only when David was restored back into a right relationship with God, he was able to have joy in his life again.
Acts 13:52
says, "When all the disciples were filled with Holy Spirit, they were filled with joy."
使徒行传第13章52节讲。
Paul says to Church of Thessalonians, "For you are our glory and joy."
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书二章二章二十节讲，因为恁是我的荣光甲欢喜。Paul
tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 1:4, "As I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy."
保罗甲提摩太讲，在提摩太后书第1章14节讲。
You see, all these Bible verses are pointing to relationship with God and relationship with brothers and sisters in the church. True joy is experienced in the community of God's people and with God Himself. The second, best kind of joy is unexpected. In today's video, when the drivers were pulled over, what do you think they were expecting from the officers? Maybe a ticket or a heavy fine for violation. That's why police officers usually pull us over, right? But they received exactly opposite of a fine and a ticket. They received a gift instead of punishment. This is unexpected grace. This is surprising joy. And that is the highlight of today's message.
因受到礼物，但唔是处罚。伊想袂到讲即款的恩惠，想袂到看即款的喜乐， 我想这个 surprise 是今天最大最大的信息。
When the news anchor asked the Secret Santa what he wants the officers to get out of this, the Secret Santa said, I want officers to have joy. And that's exactly what they got.
当这个新闻记者在问这个 Secret Santa Claus 的时阵，讲啊，你想要让警察今日得到什么物件？伊讲我是要让这挂警察得到喜乐。哎，真正这挂警察拢真正得到喜乐。
Both the officers and the citizens experienced joy of giving and receiving something so unexpected and surprising that even some of the sheriffs were crying with the ladies and they hugged.
咱看到这个警察甲市民拢经验到送甲得到这款的 surprise 的喜乐，甚至这个警察有当时啊看到伊甲一挂市民 hug 的时阵，伊也流目屎。
We find similar reaction in today's scripture passage. The shepherds were so surprised by the visit from the angels. When they saw the angels, right away they were fearful. The angels were full of glory, the Bible says.And the angel said to the shepherds, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Jesus is the best surprise for all humanity.He is the most unexpected gift to you and your neighbors sitting next to you. Okay, let's turn to each other and say, Jesus is the best surprise gift to you. Go ahead, tell each other, Jesus is the best surprise gift to you.And finally, perfect joy comes only from God through Jesus Christ. My friends and family sitting here today, I hope you believe this truth of the gospel that Jesus is truly the only perfect gift from God to you. You and I and everyone in this church, we want joy in our lives, right? We want so much to experience joy that sometimes it's like finding hidden treasure. But the hidden treasure is found in Jesus Christ. He is not hard to find. You only have to receive Jesus into your heart.
这款失去的宝藏唔是真歹找，其实你知影讲，你若接受伊做你心内救主，这就是这款的。
All you have to do is know that you're a sinner, and a sinner without being reconciled to God cannot experience joy.
你干阿需要知影讲，咱本身是一个有罪的人，那有罪的人无甲上帝和好，你就无法度体验到真正的喜乐。
If you think you have joy without knowing God, that's not true joy. It's false joy. Perfect joy comes from our God through Jesus Christ, being filled with the Holy Spirit, who is a perfect indwelling of joy in our lives. Therefore, I urge you today, ask Jesus to come into your heart.Come into your living room, come into your lives, and ask Him to give you the joy of His salvation. When you have relationship with Jesus Christ, that is the beginning and the continuing joy that comes from God alone.
我邀请大家搁一摆伫上帝面前，邀请耶稣，耶稣本身进入你的心，互你会使真正得到拯救的喜乐。当你甲耶稣有结连的时阵，你就通永远得到上帝不断不断。
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And may the Lord Jesus give you the overflow of joy in your homes today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your wonderful, surprising, unexpected joy that you give us through your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. And thank you, Lord God, for gathering our families here today, Lord. Father, we want to experience the joy. We want that joy to indwell in our homes, in our hearts, in our relationships between husbands and wives and the children. Lord God, it is not possible without knowing God. It is not possible without knowing Jesus Christ. Therefore, we ask you, Lord, Lord, give us that full experience of your presence, of your Holy Spirit, indwelling in our hearts, in our homes, and in all our relationships, Lord. Surprise us today, Lord, just as you surprised this world 2,000 years ago. Lord, what a surprise. What a surprise that you sent your Son to be like one of us, and he came as a baby, Lord. And thank you for that humility. Thank you for that joy that you have given us. Father God, bless our families today, Lord, so that we may have overflow of joy during this Christmas season. We thank you. We glorify you. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.